بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: انطلق ثلاث نفر ممن كان قبلكم حتى أعواهم المبيت إلى الغار فدخلوه. The previous hadith we read was on the great how much Allah increases rewards for good intention, and when a person does those amal, and when a person makes an intention of doing wrong, Allah only writes one guna. And yeah, now the next hadith is the famous hadith of the three people who are on a journey, and they took refuge in a cave at night. And when a stone fell from the mountain and covered the mouth of the cave, so Hazrat the father of Abdul Rahman, Abdullah, the son of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, in talaka thalathu nafarin mimman kana qablakum. There were three people of those people who lived before you, that means from the Israelites, etc., the people of before, who went on a journey, hatta awahumul mabit ila gharin. As when night fell and they took refuge, they went into a cave to spend the night therein. فَدَخَلُوهُ فَانْحَدَرَتْ صَخْرَةٌ مِنَ الْجَبَلِ فَسَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَارِ. And then a rock fell from the mountain and it fell on the opening of the cave and it closed the door upon them. And now they were trapped in that cave and they could not come out. فَقَالُوا, they said, إِنَّهُ لَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الصَّخْرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَدْعُوا اللَّهِ بِصَالِحِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. They said, nothing can save you now from the stone, this rock that has fallen here, but only that you make dua to Allah Ta'ala by means of your good actions. That is, taking the wasila, that action which I did solely for Allah, which I did correctly. And O Allah, by the barakat of that amal, give me the salvation from this problem that I am in. Yeah, we notice a few points. One is that they realize that there is nobody who could help them there besides Allah Ta'ala. So that also is a very important yaqeen that we must have in our hearts. Whenever we are faced with a problem, we must know it is only Allah that can help us, and we should turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Normally, if it is a medical problem, immediately we will think of a doctor, we will think of treatment. There is no problem in taking treatment, etc., but our first thought must go to Allah. That even the doctor, that he must diagnose correctly, he must prescribe correctly, the medicine must have the correct effect. All that is also from Allah Ta'ala. So our first, we should build our iman that immediately our mind goes to Allah Ta'ala. Any other problem also we have, an argument, a fight in the house, in the business, wherever it is, that it is only Allah who can solve our problems. In fact, a beautiful article that has come, a wife that says that she tried and pleased her husband in every way, but she just could not please him. So she contacted a sheikh. This happened in the Arab countries, and the sheikh asked her that, what are you doing? She says, I'm praying also, making namaz, and I'm asking dua, making dua that Allah must make my husband pleased with me. He said, do me one favor, and you make dua that Allah must be pleased with you. If Allah is pleased with you, He will please your husband, He will do everything for you. So we go via the way in order to get our help. We should go directly to Allah. If Allah, we should make dua to Allah that He be pleased with us, and we know the way that Allah becomes pleased, observe His commandments, stay away from His disobedience, etc. Then when Allah becomes pleased, He will make the whole world pleased with us. So they also realize that it is only Allah. Another very important point here is that they make dua to Allah Ta'ala and beg of Allah. The third point is they took wasila of their good action. So wasila is also a very great means. In fact, ulama say that we are depriving ourselves from one very great wasila, and that is to take the wasila of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom Allah has blessed us with and whom Allah loves totally and completely. And if we ask, do we make dua in the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will grant all our duas. And as we read in the tafsir, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made dua by the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah granted his forgiveness also immediately. And we are depriving ourselves of this, or some of us becoming influenced by the Salafi people who say that this is haram, etc. That is totally wrong. There is 100% proof that taking the wasila of the righteous and the pious, not to ask them, we don't ask them, we ask only Allah. But the love that Allah has for them and the master of them all is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, so when they have decided that they will present a good amal to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and they will beg of Allah that he must relieve them, the first person that made dua, and the details of that we will do, which is briefly that how he made khidmat of his parents, and what the great reward is when making khidmat of the parents, by the barakat of which that rock moved a little bit, but yet it was not sufficient for them to come out. So we should take this lesson of honoring our parents, making khidmat for them, if they have passed away, regularly to make isali sawab, dua maghfirat for them, to be good to their friends and their associates also. All that is also part of it, and we will get that reward on that as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.